This is the Taney County Commission this Tuesday, November 15th, 2011. We are in our preliminary study meeting. This is that part of the meeting where we go over information and items that are going to be discussed during the meeting, which will be brought to order officially at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll also be taking public comment during the time between 8:30 and 9. And I would shoot for, is this the gentleman that's going to be speaking to us this morning?
No, I just need
you. You want to talk to me?
Basil plant?
Yeah, basil.
Yeah.
What did you sign up outside?
Yeah.
Do you want to speak to the commission or just the individual?
No, I'm going to speak to you.
Oh, well, perfect. I didn't even look at the signing up,
yeah.
Sorry.
Just for the edification of the public, we'll call the meeting officially to order at 9 and we'll begin the process of paperwork now. Thank you.
Hey,
did you see this proposed?
No, I haven't looked at it yet. I've seen that.
Up in today. It's a contract that you're Intergovernmental agreement.
Yeah. If you get a chance to run to the 76 barn over there where the boys were working.
Are you saying, should I?
You should get a look at it. It's really a great.
Get my phones turned down here.
Piece of property to. Speak to us, or Jim's going to take care of that, or do you
apparently
know,
he's not going to run up to... he only wanted to talk to Jim.
He's still got part of that down there, Ron. I'll do bills.
I don't see any. Well, I had the minutes I was going to pass to you if I could find them. Here. Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello, sir.
Here's this, guys.
The only thing I was going to bring up to you right here is this. We pay office rent for that. I know we can move those in internally, can we not? They have to have a separate location?
Their offices, I think, cover multi-counties.
Okay.
So...
is that a rate, then? A prorated rate, you think?
I believe.
Okay. I'll have to look at that.
Well, yeah, that's a whole lot more than certainly what it used to be.
Yeah, it's more than I thought I remember last year. I thought it was in the 5-600 range.
Well, let's make a...
Are you done with it?
Yeah. And there was also...
5 or 6 of those contingents.
What? We're just going to have him... I don't know why he put it in contingencies.
Well, if a line item is short, but it still needs to go to that line, it just shows that it's open budget.
Right, and then we pay it with the contingency.
Well, that's a given. It just comes from somewhere.
Right. I just...
it's just over. It's all a melting pot.
Doesn't show it's split.
Yeah, but it is. This is up in Springfield, Missouri.
Yep. We're paying for state offices now, too.
This is Missouri law, though. However... an incredible amount of money for one county. It depends on how many counties are involved. What is this budget, beginning balance, total used? We've used $11,000 already?
Yes, out of that line item, what we need is this, how much, that line item, we balanced, budgeted 15, and we've used 11,000.
I'd like to know what the total rent is for that building. If we're included with Green County,
right?
What's the rent of the building, 100,000? I mean, we're paying $15,000 a year for Arlen County. How much is Christian County paying? How much is Green County paying?
It's a good question. Don't have an answer, but it's a good question.
No, I got plenty of those.
Me too. Okay, I saw it in my box. I had not looked at it.
Is this the little girl that... I'm slow. Okay, remind me, what is this?
Map. That's our new maps.
For?
The flood maps, floodplains. We got them digitized last year, or we were forced to get them digitized last year.
Department
of the school. Plain Zone. Plain Zone. He is the...
Mark, do we have something for you this morning?
9:05. You'll need to...
purchase the fuel.
Approve the contract with our new fuel seller.
Okay.
This... PNC.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for showing up.
No, you're gonna sign a fuel.
Joanna, if you're listening, would you come into the commission hearing room?
Everywhere I went yesterday, I heard it.
Why aren't you on it?
Yeah.
I was questioned this morning about would we consider moving to Tuesday, Thursday?
I went to, I think there is a consideration to be looked at there. I was actually down at one of the parks putting up some signs that had were being put up, and the sign man, just yesterday morning, and the sign man asked me, he said, "Aren't you supposed to be in a meeting?" Said, "I heard on the radio where you're supposed to be in a meeting this morning."
Would be, but they had to put these signs up.
Jim, if you get the chance to run over by the 76 barn, them boys are really getting a lot of
good
stuff done. It really looks good.
My point on this...
Rick, I got a question for you since you're here. I was asking Joanna, but unless I'm reading this wrong, which is very, very possible, it looks like we hit the contingency fund. Is that what it means? What does that mean?
Here, Rick.
I don't
Rick.
See that. Can we hold it back here?
I saw you push that out there.
It's getting really, really bad on the yellow line.
You know, Rick, I refused glasses until I was traveling through the country once and I couldn't see the map when I got lost.
My dilemma is
awesome. That's cool.
My problem was the panel in the airplane. I can't see the...
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, that's pretty important. That's pretty important.
I see fine out of distance. If I wear glasses, I can't see out the distance. So I really do have a problem here.
You can if they don't put anything in the upper part of it there, Rick. Just glass? No. That's what I got. This is for reading.
I'm not looking at field glasses this weekend.
It's coming out of contingency on the road and bridge because it's building salt. I think it's a salt barn.
But
I would guess salt barn.
Would it not go to the line of whatever it would normally go to?
It would be a capital improvements line, I would have thought, but I don't know. I just, you know.
I didn't know even what fund it was. Okay.
But it is capital improvements. You know, it is.
Okay.
I would assume it's capital improvements.
Well, there's another one in there that's from L&J's that would do the same thing, wouldn't it?
Probably if it's going the same place. Mm-hmm.
So do we need to change that? What do we want to do with that then? What do you want to do?
I don't know.
As far as my books, it doesn't make a difference to me. It makes a difference to them where they spend it.
What it does is it gives us a... When we go back and look at where expenditures were made, what that actually was, and to what line item, even if the line item was over by
$10,000. That surprised me if Kathy wouldn't choose to put it somewhere.
Well, that's, I just, let's.
So she may have some rationale for putting it there, I don't know.
We can make a note on that, and you could work with her to do it. We could still approve the expenditure.
Okay, we'll approve it.
It's already in my system that way, so it has to be changed. We have to.
Okay.
Since you know, monthly budget reports again, because it's been 2 weeks since you looked at it.
I did not print that off.
Let me give you this, and you give it back to me in case you have questions. Okay. And then you'll get a straightforward copy. But I don't think
you guys can share.
What
do you get for you?
What
do you get for you?
If you want, you can lean in.
That's right.
You just want to look at the same figures, right?
Okay. What that then?
That's one each.
That's funny stuff there.
Unfortunately. There was one other I wanted to talk with you guys about before. Let's see here. Oh, have you gone through the minutes, both of you?
Dave? Oh, yeah. I have them.
Yep. What's that bottom section? Is that my paper? The bottom? Or is that all 3 minutes?
No, it's minutes.
Okay.
Did you look at your
prisoner account this morning from the sheriff?
I did not.
There's an interesting note attached to it.
I need to read it.
Yes.
I did not see it yet. I see it just now. They're being picked up today.
Those two.
Did you see the document from your attorney? I'll show you a letter I got. Basically saying we can go against the bond. The sheriff's court.
I didn't see that.
I think I saw that on my desk upstairs. I'll look again. I'll have to break up. Who's praying? Is Rick praying?
What?
He asked if you want to offer the opening prayer this morning.
Did you make changes in the district?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you didn't make change on the first page. Ooh, look at Lynn. Experiment with a font and italicize there. Going big time.
That wasn't
me. Next time she's going to go to, next time she's going to color.
Oh, boy.
We can make this work. 10%?
2 minutes, 2.2.
That's...
Yes?
Oh.
Yes, I did want that. I'm going to give this to my...
Thank you.
...attorneys today.
That one right there, right? No? Sure, when we approve. Talk, that one we haven't. That one, the other one, yeah, I thought we did.
Wasn't a question on that split.
Yes, there was a split. It was fine. Well, I was asking, do we pay for others? Just for clarification, with 2 minutes, we are having the attorney look at this or not?
Yes, I hope.
Well, I thought so too, so I need to make sure June's got this on her list. Oh, I know why it's so big.
Are you sure? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Supplemental fund. This explains.
That's not.
Okay, Lynn?
I can't make heads and tails out of this one. I mean, I get the reading something and I can't see what is all this meaning.
Okay, we'll come back to that. I'm bringing that up today. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Tuesday, November 15th, 2011. I'd like to call on Rick Finley to offer the opening prayer. Rick, would you come to the microphone?
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the blessings you've given us. So we thank you most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. And we pray to the Lord that you keep that in our minds, that that's the most important thing is being able to share that with others, that they might have eternal life. And we pray to the Lord for this morning for wisdom, that you just give us guidance in all decisions that are made throughout the county, throughout the state, throughout the United States, and throughout the world, dear Lord. We just lift up those that might be in harm's way, that you'd be with them. And we pray, dear Lord, especially for those in this county here, that you'd watch over us and give us guidance. And these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen. Amen.
Mr. Strahan, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve meeting minutes dated November 3rd, November 4th, November 7th, with changes and corrections.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated 11-3, 11-4, 11-7, with changes and corrections. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve checks 326648 through 326710, warrants 5524 through 5528, and two transfers, one from the elections training to the county clerk and from the reimbursement from the prosecuting attorney for third quarter.
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 326648 to 326705, 326706 to 326710, warrants 5524, 25, 26, 27, and 28, transfer from elections training to county clerk, and a transfer third quarter reimbursement for prosecuting attorney. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. You got that second copy?
Sorry. Just off the top there, sir.
Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley?
Gentlemen, I sent this to you probably 2 weeks ago. I think we've talked quite a bit about it, but it's a formality to get it into the minutes there. So do you have any questions you'd like to ask about that?
Just since we are been talking about budget a lot in the last week or so, or I should say month or so, the expenditures, we've only, looks like we've budgeted, was it 22 million, excuse me, in expenses for Taney County for 2011. If I'm reading this correctly, we've only hit about 11.5 million, is that correct?
That's correct. Remember, we budget the contingency fund, the emergency fund,
so which is about the rollover.
We don't expect to spend them.
So with that, basically, you would add the $9 million rollover into that, so it gets us close to 20. Yeah. So are we? So we're about $2 million more probably in the next 30 days to spend, do you think? Or how are we looking compared to what we...
Jim, I believe we'll end up the budget year somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 million.
Okay.
I think I sent you that the other day. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you still got that, look at the second page, and you can see why I think that. Kind of look at the trend.
That was last week.
When you say second page.
You don't have a second page. I sent an email to you that there is a second page on, but I only printed the first page, Ron. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
The email you sent last week, last
I sent this one this morning, but
okay.
I sent you one last week, same thing in it, Danny, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
While he's looking at that, Rick, can you tell me how we are tracking with predicted revenues?
A little bit more than what we predicted. I don't have it figured out percent wise, but we're tracking
slightly better.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, if I'm looking at your tab correctly, you're looking at about what, 950,000. Is that the tab I'm looking at? This one right here. That, or this is what you sent me. Oh, 9.6, okay. So you're...
9.5 is conservative.
Okay.
The only major
I see what you're saying.
That I know that we'll have the end of the year is we do have our second bond payment on the COPS.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
we also usually have better revenue stream from our sales tax last month, 2 months, too. That's usually two real good months.
Okay.
And we've just got one more check coming in, the little account, that first week in December, right? That's going to paint a picture for us, isn't it?
Probably we'll have a little better idea when we see that one, Ron. You're right.
You guys have any other questions?
Well, no, but just Rick and your office puts out a notification of all expenditures to be put in by 12/15. Is that right?
That date varies, Danny, depending on day of the week, because we want, you know, the last accounts payable that happens on Monday and so on. We, in order for it to come out of the 2011 budget, Joanna sent out a notice the other day, and I don't remember what date we used, but we talked about that, and she sent that out already, yes.
Right, and I just thought that might not be a bad thing to
not a bad thing reminder,
so that people get those turned in.
And, guys, we talked about the expense by department thing there. Most of those are tracking pretty well from budget-wise, but we talked about there's a couple of those that are concerns anyway.
You might understand we also got our quarterly reimbursement from the State Tax Commission.
You are correct.
Excellent. Hooray.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Rick. Agreement for purchase of fuel. Mark?
Please, the Commission, I have offered to you partially executed agreements from Nagler Oil to provide fuel to the airport. And it's my understanding that they've been approved as formed by the County Council. I'm not sure if he signed that or not.
And this is the bid. We went out for bid.
Yes.
This is just the formality of the paperwork.
Yes, one contract was offered by them. We made changes to it and actually included a lot more dialogue to the agreement and working with Frank Cotty until we found one that Nagler was happy with.
Okay.
And they signed it.
That's right.
There's no need for a motion. We've already did that, haven't we, for approval or just a
Let's just go ahead and do it anyway, just because I know we've started changing the way we've awarded bids, but I don't know if that's when we got caught up in it. So
okay.
I'm going to move that we authorize Commissioner Hausman to sign all necessary agreements for the purchase of fuel for the Taney County Airport.
All three copies of the agreement.
Yep.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, actually, the Taney County Airport is M. Graham Clark Airport.
Motion has been made and seconded to allow the presiding commissioner to sign the agreements for purchase of fuel for the Taney County or M. Graham Clark Airport. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. And Nikki, do I give these to you to follow up with? Thank you. Thank you, sir, very much. Deputy Sheriff Supplemental Salary Fund Grant. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, this is a grant that I don't know if you remember, but about 3 years ago there was a statute passed to where all sheriffs serving civil process papers collect an extra $10 and then it's sent into the state and is held in a state fund that is controlled by DPS and also the MoSmart board. And the purpose for those funds is to supplement the salaries to deputies or trying to bring deputies up to an acceptable level, and that is all done through a grant application process. This application process will go until June. There's no guarantee on what we get or anything, so it's not something that we want to commit funds to in the budget, to where it's going to be like a year-long process. This is going to be more of a supplement to it. And it's a complete supplement. If you're awarded, it takes care of benefits and everything for that supplemental amount. So it's no expense out of the county other than it's a reimbursement. So you'll have 1 month that you pay it in and then be reimbursed by it. And it states in there the date by the particular date the following month.
Who controls that, Jimmy, as a board?
It's controlled through MoSmart board, and which is appointed by the governor, and also through Department of Public Safety.
So there's no way to know the dates that this coming in or the amounts.
At this point, we don't know. This is just the application for the grant. We don't know. It will be sometime around the first part of January that we should know what the awards are, if not before. But those awards, and there's a little more to it. We went through one lawsuit already on this with St. Charles County. We won that lawsuit on it, and they have vowed that they will do another lawsuit as soon as the distribution of the funds it goes out. From what they had said, it's basically based on the same principles as the first lawsuit, which we've already won that, so we're hoping it will be a quick solve on it. But what they're saying is to expect to get the first 2 months reimbursement, and then probably at that point we'll put a stop to it if the lawsuit's filed. Mm-hmm. So.
But you've been, I remember that I thought it was 2 years, but it may be.
I think it's 3 years, I believe, that we've been collecting.
So those funds have been collecting all this time, and so there should be a pretty good.
There's
pool.
Somewhere around $14 million there now. Hmm. Yeah.
So I didn't hear that.
Helen said that we send in around $3,000 to $4,000 a month to it ourselves. The total of this project you can see is $134,526. This is not an all or nothing grant. They will go through. We've had to list the officers individually and what we're requesting for each individual officer. They will go through and pick what they want to do.
So it's possible that some would receive and some would not?
Yes. Yes. Very possible.
And that's not going to create a problem in your department?
No, we're applying for all of them that we want to. Of course, nobody in my department even knows what we've applied for. They don't even know this grant's going on until probably this morning. But try to keep rumors down. But they will apply this out. And like I said, most of it is to bring the lower paid ones up. They've got a kind of a project or a projected goal of getting the deputies to 28,000, those that are down below. So they will have to go through the process, see how many of them is going to be below that projected number, see what the requests are, and just distribute it out from that. So at this point, we don't know if they will all get it that are below that number, mm-hmm. if just a portion will get it, if they'll have to lower the number. We don't know.
Once a grant's awarded, is it perpetual, like continues, or is it just for 1 year?
No, it's to the fiscal year of the state, and then we have to reapply, which is it June 1st or July 1st?
July 1st.
July 1st. And then we have to reapply. So that's why I say the county will not, I don't see that the county would want to commit funds in a budget for that once it's awarded. I would say we would just want to have a supplemental area that would come out. I don't want to say a bonus, but kind of like a bonus pay to them, and then if it gets cut off, we don't get it the next time, then it's just done.
Right. And so so it doesn't come directly from them. It has to come into the county budget and then be paid out of the county budget?
It will come as a lump sum to the county.
Okay, so it comes to the county.
Yeah. Right.
Well, but my point being, I mean, that if in fact we need to plan for, and I appreciate
right.
how you have stated that. I better understand what you meant now. Okay.
It'll have to go in a separate line, Ron, and then and the separate line will have to be used annually, but that fund will be drawn on from there, and you can't use the term bonus, but
right.
That's exactly what.
But when is it? When is the bid going to be awarded?
It has to be in the application has to be in and postmarked today.
Right, today. And then,
today?
And,
yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Today.
Today. Yeah, we've been trying to get in here to talk with you, and it's just we haven't been able to.
Well, I think legal had to review everything first,
yeah.
and legal's been got through it. Finally.
We just got the instructions
so we have
on
something
it.
Back from Frank on
November 1st. So
he's reviewed it. From what I understand,
yes.
it's all been reviewed. And
yes.
Okay. He sent us a note.
Will you be available? Legal's going to be here at 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's already reviewed it, and like Jim says, already sent you all a recommendation on it, I believe.
Looking right here.
Can so that we can visit with him, and I see no problem with the approval, but so we can visit with him when he gets here at 10, can you be available to come back over and visit with us and we
whenever,
can get the...
Whenever I need to, yeah.
Well, we've got two emergency things with him right off the bat, but I'm sorry, Jim, I'm hurriedly trying to go through this. So, Rick, if I'm understanding this, and we're awarded, would the checks be written directly from whatever line or budget that we set up for this, both for the salaries that go to the employees and the multiple benefits that are attached thereto? Yes?
Yes, and then we would reimburse that line so that we should zero out.
Reimburse the line. What do you mean by that?
Well, when the monies came in, after we paid them out, the money came in, we put it right back into that line, so that line could end up being zero.
Well, when the monies come in, it would show on the revenue side.
We would put this one in the expense side. I think that's the best way to do it for the account.
Okay, you have to explain that to me. If you have revenues come in, to me, it's revenues. But you're saying no?
If it's a reimbursement, it's okay to put that back into an expense. And this would be a reimbursement.
You're going to have to help me because it's not a reimbursement because the monies haven't been paid.
I think we'll have to pay out before we get it.
Yes, you have to pay. You have to pay the first month, and then you'll be reimbursed by a certain date the second on you know, the following month.
Okay, wait just a second. I'm a little bit confused.
We'll budget up.
I thought it would be a transfer. I didn't know that. I thought it would be a transfer of funds, but we have to pay the money before we receive it.
We'll be notified, obviously.
I wouldn't budget anything for it, because if we don't get it, we don't spend it out. That's what Jim's trying to tell you. We don't want to budget for it, because then it's there to be spent. You know, once we know we're going to get it, then we'll spend it out.
Okay. Here's my point about that. If we receive any type of grant that's not currently in the budget, we have a couple of choices that are open to us. One is, we have a public hearing and we amend the budget. We insert revenues and we insert expenditures. Another option to handle it is just to go ahead and put it in the budget. And if we don't receive it, then we're not going to have the revenue and we're not going to have the expenditure. I mean, those are...
It can be done either way, Ron. We, in a talk to the last outside office, we had this true reimbursement. The best way to take care of this is to do it just like I'm telling you. If you want to do it the other way, we can do it the other way. I think it's cleaner to do it as a reimbursement, especially this time.
And I think one of the problems we're going to have here, Ron, with the budget is we would probably have to go in and do an amendment because we may not know before the budget's set. Right. And we definitely don't know
What I can do in other expense is set up a line for expenditures totaling the amount of this grant. Just put it in the budget. And I can show expenditures.
Do an expenditure and a revenue side.
Correct.
Showing the exact amount.
And if, in fact, we don't get it, or we only get part of it, then we only spend part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do that.
Yeah, that's...
The auditor's advice to us years ago is when we got a grant that we did not anticipate was to have a public hearing and then to go in physically and reinsert or put into or add to a revenue and an expenditure in your budget.
And that's something that we can work out in the... process.
Okay. Well,
we need to do is just get the grant approved so we can send off the application and see if we're going to get it.
Okay. What are your druthers, gentlemen?
What are my druthers as far as this, of approval of this, or waiting until Frank gets here to go through it with you, with all of us? There might be certain points. I got an email from him on that he went through this, but
I mean, I'm for the grant. I just want to know the logistics of how we're going to do this, and that's part of what I don't. I got a few questions about that we probably just need. I need to think through.
Can we call you at exec then and have you come over for this?
Yeah.
With Frank here.
We've got some other things scheduled within exec, so we'll have to get a hold of you.
Do you have any idea about what time? So make sure
10:30 or 11.
Okay.
What time is that person calling in?
Oh, what time's the call in? At 11? Why don't we shoot for a 10:45? Would that work?
Yeah.
10:45?
Yeah.
Okay. Nikki, you make note of that?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sheriff. I see from your email this morning that we are going to be releasing some people.
Yeah, they was supposed to pick them up here too. Wasn't able to do till this morning. They're supposed to pick them
up. Thank you. Oh.
No, I think no wasn't for you.
I called that wrong earlier when I said Feral. Feral Secure Agreement?
They're one and the same. Feral Gas and Feral Secure.
We awarded the bid. Is this the agreement part?
Mm-hmm. This is just, yes.
Motion to authorize Commissioner Hausman to sign all necessary agreements for the Feral Secure bid.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to allow the presiding commissioner to sign the Feral Secure agreement, which was bid. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. County Board appointments.
Danny, I saw where I believe we have someone who resigned off the park board.
Yes, we Jack Harrison resigned.
Okay, well, she's, I guess she's in the middle of the letter, I guess. We've got various positions that are vacant that will be expiring at the end of the.
There was an announcement at the last park board meeting.
Okay.
And there was consideration on the name that you have there, but also there was another person that actually has served us for a long time and done a great job that decided that they was going to resign, and so.
Okay. But we've got.
I think that's effective the first of the year.
That was my question.
Can I? Okay, let's bring up the Board of Adjustment and the notice that we had received from Planning and Zoning Administrator was so that there wouldn't be questions, we need to either reappoint Mr. Nelson or to appoint someone else to fill that term because obviously we have a meeting that's coming up. And I would recommend that we reappoint Mr. Nelson to this position.
Do the unexpired remaining part of the term just to, I mean, he's been serving, they serve until they're replaced, and we just need to go, not start a new term, just let him finish the term that he's been serving.
He did finish the term that he was serving, which expired December 31st.
Right.
We had two individuals. One we have replaced. Both have been serving until.
Right.
Either being reappointed or someone else has been appointed to that position. So I believe that for this particular term.
Which expires.
Trying to look that up. It's a 4-year term.
It'll expire in 2014. So I'm going to move that we appoint David Nelson or reappoint David Nelson to the expired term, the unexpired term, expiring on December 31st, 2014.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to reappoint David Nelson to the Board of Adjustments
to
the term that terminates on the 14th or 2014.
Okay, but I don't think that's right. I was looking at these numbers. I believe it needs to expire 2013 because they're supposed to expire when?
11, 12, 13, 14.
So this is the confusing part, but.
Well, he was appointed here, so it's partial, but this is when it terminated. So the new date would be 1/1/11. So if you do all of 11, all of 12, all of 13, all of 14.
So it'll expire here the same as his.
It would expire at the end of 14.
Okay, I was right then. Okay, I'm just doing the math.
December 14.
At least that's what that says.
That's how I wrote it. I just want to make sure we're right. Okay. That was the motion. Yes, that's my motion. I just want to make sure the math was doing right here.
And that's the one that I seconded.
Yes.
All right. Discussion, gentlemen? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That's done. And just if the press is listening because they're not physically in the room, we've got three areas that are going to be some positions that are going to be expiring. Not saying that we're not renewing them, but there's always an opportunity for people to serve if they're interested. One is in the sewer board, which will expire December 31st this year. We also have two vacancies in the SV 40 board. And then I believe we may have one in the Taney County Graham Clark Airport that will expire at the end of this year also. So if there's somebody who is interested in serving, feel free to contact the County Commission.
Okay.
I was just reading off of this document.
And also to add to that, planning and zoning, which is the Big Creek Township, I believe. We still have a vacancy there.
That's correct.
And I believe the park board still has one vacancy for Jack, is that right?
Right.
Okay.
And we'll probably not fill that until the first of the year, but anyone interested, applications or notifications to commissioners would be appreciated.
And Jack Harrison did resign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the extent of the board appointments that I had. Danny, just for clarification, on the SB 40 board, don't we request a recommendation for Max?
We do.
Okay, so we haven't received that yet. So
we haven't received that, okay. And they always send one in.
I think we'll have the same for the airport also. They'll have a recommendation for the airport also.
And, Jim, I went to the airport board meeting this last one.
Uh-huh.
I didn't catch who it is, but, oh.
They're going to... They will most likely recommend him to come back for another term. Okay.
Oh, I'd like to say something about that.
You know, that appointment to the park board will be an unexpired term, which will last until the end of 2012.
That's what I wanted to say, Ron. Some
Sorry.
People have a misunderstanding when we make an appointment for a board position where someone has decided that they have other obligations and they can't, they have decided to resign or not serve anymore. Their term is to be filled from that date until the expiration of that date or reappointment. If no one is appointed, then they serve until the appointment is made. And sometimes there's confusion with the public on that issue.
That must have been an expired term there.
Okay, for example, I'm looking at this chart on P and Z for the vacancy that we have in Big Creek. It's only till the end of this year.
Right.
So hopefully we'll look at somebody
that will serve for four more years.
Additional four
and
years.
Then we have another person that will be expired at that time. Their term will be expired.
Let's hope they're not expired.
Yeah. that will have...
So are we done with that?
We are done with that.
Can I, we need to ask clarification from Commissioner Hausman.
Yes, sir.
We did not take action on the salary, on the Sheriff Supplemental Salary Fund grant. Do I need to postpone that to a later date?
To a definite time?
Yeah.
10:45? Is that what
you
said?
Yeah. Is that right?
Yes.
Motion to postpone to a definite time, Deputy Sheriff Supplemental Salary Fund grant till 10:45 a.m.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 10:45 a.m. the discussion regarding Deputy Sheriff Supplemental Salary Fund grant. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next order of business is building renovations for the University of Missouri Extension Office.
Danny, I think that's yours.
Right.
So about windows and...
Right. They had we had approved a bid for the roof.
Yes.
I think that went out a couple of months ago, Jim.
Yes.
And then there was also a need for some windows down there in that building, and I had made the recommendation that they go out for bid for those windows. They would go through Ron Erickson. I I think he called the office, and this got on the agenda here, but I think that's all that was.
I think they're looking for direction of how they proceed forward. Do they, not knowing the cost, do we bid them, do we not bid them, not knowing the cost?
My direction to them was to go to Ron Erickson.
I just know Wayne mentioned that it's wintertime, and he'd like to have new windows if it's possible. So
right.
And we had committed last year that we were going to update that building. So,
right.
So I guess it would be our direction to Mr. Erickson to move forward with getting windows replaced on that building, correct?
That's right.
Whatever process he needs to do.
Mm-hmm. That's the recommendation I give to him.
I think that we can, by consensus, pass this on to Mr. Erickson then. Sound good? Wonderful. Next issue is the crisis center. Hello.
This is my annual crisis center request. We have, per statute 455-200 is a statute for the crisis center, but in statute 488-445, it tells you what fees are passed through for the county. Marriage license fees and civil action fees, they are required by state to collect these fees, and they were a pass-through onto the crisis centers, the abuse centers in our county, if we have any. We only have one that applies now. We used to have the hiding place and the crisis center both apply for these fees, but the hiding place no longer meets the requirements because it has to be a place for abuse, and I think now they're just an addiction for people with addiction. So the crisis center, which is in Rockaway, has applied. I just need to let you guys know an estimate of how much it is, because by the middle of November, today actually, I have to let them know if they are having funds that come. We don't actually send the funds out till the first of the year, but statute says by November 15th I need to let them know. And last year we sent around $9,000 to them, and it looks like this year it'll be about the same. So far this year, we have collected $8,436.40. That was for 10 months of fees, and I'm assuming we'll probably collect around $10,000. And we do 90%. 10% of that's administrative fee that we keep in-house. 90% of that goes out to the crisis center.
And we only had one applicant this year.
Right. And we only had one applicant last year. The hiding place has not applied for a couple of years now, just because they have changed their, I mean, the requirements haven't changed. They just changed the way they do their business. So I just need to let you know and need approval. And it'll also go through accounts payable. When this check is actually cut in January, you will see the actual check and the amount. But I'm just letting you know that, because statute says I have to let them know this month, so when they budget, they'll kind of know how much they can budget for, and it'll be around $9,000.
How did we do it last year, Helen?
How did we do it last year?
Last year, did we vote on it? Did we vote to award?
You just, you have to vote to award it, and then you also will get your vote in accounts payable to actually
right.
send the
so
check
we need to do
out.
Something. We need to take action now.
We need to take action now to approve that in January I can send through accounts payable a request to be paid to the crisis center in Rockaway for around $9,000, because I won't know the actual amount till December 31st till we get all the fees in. But these are fees that we actually collect for this. It's not.
Is it something that's put in the 2012 budget?
No, it's not a budget item. It's in what we call the nine accounts. It's what used to be the treasurer's funds, you know, to where, we've been through this before. We can spend this without commission approval, but we don't anymore. It's one of those lines. It's in the 975 account, which is a statute account that we are required to pay this out.
Bless you.
But we don't actually budget for it because we're not ever really sure how much it's going to be. But it usually runs between $8,000 and $10,000.
And the funds, what's the fund called again?
The fund that it's in is called the Domestic Violence Fund. And it actually is. It's a 975 domestic violence fund.
All right,
last year, in 2011, we awarded $8,725.35.
All right, I'm going to try this. I'll move that we approve the Crisis Center of Rockaway Beach as the 2012 recipient of the funds from the domestic violence, I guess it's from the Domestic Violence Fund.
Right.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded that we declare
the Crisis Center of Rockaway Beach as the recipient of the Domestic Violence Fund in an amount of around $9,000. That actual figure will be determined, obviously, at the last day of the year.
Mm-hmm. Right. My estimate, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. Motion's been made and seconded to approve designating the Crisis Center of Rockaway Beach as the recipient of the Domestic Violence Fund. Discussion? You had something else to say?
I just wanted to say that my estimates are correct. We should have a little over $10,000 in that account for them by the end of the year. But like I said, 90% of that will go, 10% is our administrative fees. And this money also comes from the city of Hollister. Any city within our county that does not have a domestic violence is to send money to us. And so Hollister, without them having their own center, crisis center or whatever, they do send us money every month too. So some of this, around $1,000, this comes from the city of Hollister each year. So.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank
you.
I'm
Stained plain.
Let's move to the community involvement activity discussion. We had chatted some about this last week. We put it off to this week, and we do have time.
Well, excellent. I've been doing my homework.
Well, good. Tell me how the budget's going.
I did the easy stuff.
Oh, you didn't do all the
homework. I did the easy stuff. Well, maybe if I could just interject a few things here. Maybe we should look at the tasks first to make sure that we've, if we have missed anything. I know there's a few we missed. And there were some few in here that are detailed that we probably don't need to have details in there. And then there's a few in here that statutorily, Mr. Hausman's in there already. Question for you is, do we want the school boards in here? They're a separate, you know, levy taxing. Do we want the SB 40 board in here?
I don't think that we have the interaction with them that would warrant being a part of this.
Okay.
Personally, do you?
I'm that.
we don't right now. Do we need to? Should we?
Well, if it ever does, we certainly can add it.
Right. That was some of the questions I had as part of those items.
I know that in previous commissions that I've dealt with individuals on that we attended school board meetings as needed.
Mm-hmm.
Different meetings with the different entities were not on a regular basis, but as needed.
Okay.
The way we operated with, actually had a fire district or two that we went and visited with. So, we didn't participate on a regular meeting basis.
I don't know what list you're looking at, but I don't even see the schools on this list.
They're not. That's why I asked. Do we want to add it?
We had some we had here last week. I've got my notes from that upstairs. Now. Dan, you're currently Missouri Extension. Want that to stay there, right?
Yeah.
Solid Waste Management, you're doing that, correct?
Right.
Corps of Engineers?
He's pretty much doing that.
Yeah, I've been in contact with them more than monthly.
Arkansas Game and Fish.
That's on my list, too.
So I thought. I mean, I wrote down City of Rockaway. It wasn't on the list. But I thought that would be extensive, but give it to Danny also, since it's in his district, but...
Right, you can go ahead and put that on there.
Okay.
So,
do you see us actually, is it your thinking to attend those meetings, you guys, these different cities that are on here?
I do know that...
Because when you add these up, we're going to run out of days.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but...
I mean, it averages about 17 person. That's why when I started adding them all up. I gave that one to you.
It's amazing.
Well, I guess, can I ask just one question is, what is the next, how do we, this is the question you asked me, which was, are we going to start going to those meetings? I mean, I go to the chamber meetings, Branson Chamber right now, I go to the Hollister Chamber meetings, so that wouldn't be a change of what I do. I mean, there's some meetings I attend now already, but I think it's some of the things that I saw at Boone County that we don't do regularly is meet with the different elected officials or the departments.
I think that would be a good one to start on, like a monthly basis, to hold a meeting with elected officials.
As a commission or individual?
As a commission.
We attempted that, Ron, some time ago, and the first meeting or two was pretty well represented by elected officials and department heads, and then it got down to two or three coming. So if they have a need, they're here, and if they're...
I understand.
But I do think that we should have a quarterly meeting with those people.
So in the chamber, you've been the economic development and legislative partnership?
Yes, sir.
You've also been reappointed to the chamber board of directors. So we'll both be involved in that.
Right, you're in the board. That's sports task force.
You need to explain to me.
Yes, sir.
SREP, why we're involved with Springfield Regional.
Okay. You want me to start now?
Sure.
Okay. Before it was called SREP, it was called the Ozark Regional Economic Partnership. And it was an avenue for us to work with different leads from a regional perspective, from leads being generated by that organization. Jeff Seifert is the director of SREP. Then you've got three other employees now working for them. They market the region when they go to economic development trade shows across the country. And what they have found, and why they changed it to SREP, what they found was people associate with a region versus Taney County or Branson, and so what they have found is that Springfield is a more of a identifiable area, just like you say, Tulsa Regional Economic Partnership, things like that. And so when they get leads, they go through an inventory of available properties, and then try to do some match up. And at that point, then they communicate with, right now because we don't have someone, they communicate with either Rick Ziegenfuss if there's a need in Hollister, or Garrett Anderson if there's a need in Branson. If there's no identifiable need, they'll talk to Ron Potter, also from Forsyth, or then they go to the chambers. It's a fee that we pay, it's a due that membership dues we pay annually.
Mm-hmm.
And
here's my question, where I'm headed with that.
Uh-huh.
I remember how that began.
Right.
And I remember how Taney County was a partner, City of Branson was a partner.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, White River might have been. But there were a number of agencies from Southwest Missouri, actually, that were involved.
Correct.
Then Branson, Taney County, et cetera, split off.
Okay. Back in the OREP. Okay.
Formed their own group and began traveling to Jefferson City, having a legislative breakfast,
right,
separate from Springfield.
Correct.
Has that changed back?
No, the biggest thing that's pretty much the change is that, for example, the Jefferson City, Springfield gets a huge attendance and attention from the legislators when Springfield does it. We usually, from the Branson perspective, can't really get very many people to attend. And so Branson still became a member, rejoined with SREP, Hollister, basically the cities and the county joined SREP when they restructured 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And what Branson Chamber is doing is that they're redesigning their efforts in Jeff City because it's just not effective when Springfield does such a huge event. I mean, I can tell you, 3 years ago, they had almost 100% of legislators attended their evening event, and we did an event, and we got three. We being the Branson Chamber, with they've changed their participation. And because of the news, then we're appointed an advisory board member. That's where I serve.
going to go into exec very shortly, but would you guys, in fact, go through this first? Do we like the concept? Dan, I not so much. That's what I got from you last week.
That's exactly that. Right.
Not so much is pretty good description.
Yes.
And Jim likes it. I like it. I really believe that it will cut down on so much work, and it will save so much time by having one person, such as yourself, be involved with University Extension. If something happens in University Extension that's going to impact the county, you come and tell us, rather than all three of us being there, and or SREP. I'm trying to just pull a few out of here.
Well, I mean, what it should do is, if it doesn't, it shouldn't create any more work than we're doing now, but what it should do is improve communication between these different groups.
Let's
go into recess here just before she goes into agenda request here. Right?
We've got agenda.
We'll get back and discuss that.
We can just repost it, Danny.
Well, it's 10 o'clock. She's going into agenda request. I had some documentation, but I can't find it there. I was wanting to show you concerning this subject.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
No, we'll repost it for another time.
I'm not
wanting to continue to chat about it.
Right.
You guys want to move on? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Don't reschedule this for next week, at least until...
Until I hear from you.
One of
two
us
of you?
Just
for one.
Back, just one of us, and when they put it back on, request it, go back on. I'm fine to go back on when it's ready, so...
Okay.
Either one of those.
Okay.
Agenda request review. Nikki.
Yes. There was an email that I was a part of one member of a county board that was requesting the possibility of posting on our website. Is that a possibility, or is that something you do not want to get into?
Would you state that again? I'm sorry.
I was a part of an email.
Yes.
Where a member of a county board requested that their board be put on our website.
Another board.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Are you talking about a county appointed board? Or are you talking about?
It's the senior board. Is it something we want to schedule for like a...
Well, there is a matter of it dominating, and I don't even know who you're talking about, but it's dominating the website as far as information.
I just make them a tab on the left and just give them a tab and let them upload what they want to upload. I mean, that's why I...
Do they have the capability to do that?
We would upload it. They just give us the information. We don't want them to post.
So your thought is it's got,
that we have to post.
So your thought is it's got a button that's got a name on it.
Yep.
And it says XYZ board.
Yep.
People like, can go to our website to push that and see what that board's doing.
Go to our website real fast here.
But nothing wrong with right. that.
If you go to
but I don't think that's what they're asking.
If we do it for one, we probably have to do it
but
for
if you do, my thought is if we do it here, we have Tana County Airport and all that, we could add just a button here. And it goes to a different page. I mean, I'm not saying anything here. What I'm saying is, that's why, and I haven't talked to anybody, but from a request perspective, my only input would be, if we made this a button over here, I'm fine with it. If it over here, not so much. That because then all of a sudden, it changes the focus of our main website. I don't mind a button that goes somewhere else. But that's where...
Does that just take place through
like
our
the
IS
side.
Yeah, IS just does it.
Okay, now how much work is that going to...
What was that?
Like 5 seconds for them to upload.
If it's a county-appointed board.
I'm fine with that. No, we have to vote... no, it's just... You don't have to select their direction.
So can I speak with IT about our county-appointed boards? Or are we just going to do it for this one?
No. No, we're not going to do it. If we do it for one, we're going to have to do it for all.
Well, they may not all want to give information, but...
I've been approached.
The library board.
Oh, wait seconds.
Let's have further discussion.
If you want to post this for us to have discussion.
Because that's all this is right now, is to request whether or not to put it on the agenda.
I mean, if you want to give 15 minutes for us to have a discussion, I mean, I have concerns all of a sudden with when you mention one of the boards. So,
okay.
I'm here with 15 minutes.
How soon?
Next Monday?
There's time on Monday.
Okay.
The library board had submitted a request. You received it via email. I have it right here.
Did I get an email?
Yes. I forwarded it to all of you, and she hand-delivered this a few days ago.
I'm not ready to have that discussion yet.
What I would like to do, I need to do a little research before I'm willing to put this on the agenda. From the perspective of, I made some statements back when we put the ballot initiative on for the senior tax. Basically stating, I think what I stated was, because there is no Missouri statute that says they require signatures like other ballot initiatives, I believe I came up with a formula or number that I said I was going to do that. It was a personal preference. No one else agreed to it, but I need to pull those minutes to see what I said before I'm willing to move forward with an agenda item, because I want to make sure I'm consistent. That's all I'm looking for.
And so, to help you with what you said, was a petition.
Yeah, it was a petition with X amount of votes, X amount of signatures.
And there is a statute that requires petitions to have a certain amount of
certain ballot conditions,
certain
they don't.
Right.
So I'm not ready for that. I've got to get that started. I had asked Jillian to pull that together she started last week, but it'll take a little while, so.
Okay.
Next.
Can I receive some direction on executive session minutes?
The ones that we've all reviewed?
Mm-hmm.
And they've all...
Now, there was discussion... Do we want to post it, or is it something we want to do in executive? Because they are executive session.
No, we'll approve them, just all the prior minutes, and put it on there for Thursday.
That's fine.
There's no time on Thursday. We could do it on Monday.
Monday's fine.
Jam-packed on.
Still remain exec.
Yeah. That's approval of executive.
These are all the ones that we made the corrections and the spelling and all that, right? And all that stuff. And I'll check that with you. Okay.
Yes.
That's a 1 minute deal.
Okay, so Thursday.
Yeah, just squeeze in Thursday.
Any day you want. Thursday's fine.
And I'll just let you know, my motion is just going to be to approve all, because I'm not reading all those dates out. So you may want to have a list or an addendum or something.
Okay. And on that, I think there's one set of minutes, regular minutes, that we had discussion on last week or week before last. And I'm not sure that we ever got those approved. There were so many changes that we...
Do you know how many minutes that haven't been approved?
Do you know if they were approved?
I
Correct.
Okay, with corrections, because there was one page that had a full paragraph on
he
it.
He added an addendum.
He added
an addendum before we voted on it.
So you got it voted in. Okay, I'm yep. fine with it.
Yep.
I'm fine with it, but I just thought it might as well be put on the same deal.
Is there any other topic that you feel like should be on the agenda for Thursday?
We have to, and I don't know when we have Road and Bridge, but we have to talk about the transfer of employees with Road and Bridge to the 76 barn.
Yeah, they're supposed to get back with us when the barn's ready. I mean, it's about ready, isn't it?
Yep. I was over there yesterday.
What's next week look like? Monday? Can you put Road and Bridge
on
Monday?
Thanksgiving on the...
Yeah, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever we can get out of them. That would be dedicated to the 76
just be one of the issues.
Yeah,
it's true. Just put Road and Bridge. This is the email I got, but you got it also. But it was what they sent to the other county. So I guess we're done.
I got a hard copy of that.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.21.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We will go into executive session.
The rest of the day.
The rest of the time frame.
For the rest of the time that we're here.
Yep.